with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As children grow and mature, parents often find good schools to put them in so that they can get a good education. They'll go so far as to move from one house to another to be put in a better school district, or they'll work to get that promotion so they can afford to send their kids to private school, or even taking on a second job in order to afford it. Parents make a lot of sacrifices, even to the point for the kids, really, to prepare them even for college, to prepare all of this, though, to prepare them for what's to come, this preparation that the parents put in for their kids. In the gospel today, God prepares Joseph for what's to come. In the first reading, God prepares the people of Israel for what's to come. From the beginning of time, God has been preparing humanity for what's to come. He's always been preparing us for the coming of Christ so that we might receive him. This tells us that this is an important thing to prepare for, this coming of Christ. Why else would we have this huge celebration of the birth of Christ every single year, this Christmas? Why would we have this big celebration of Easter every single year if this what's to come, this preparing of the coming of Christ, isn't important? So this celebration is not just for the sake of celebration, though, this Christmas that we're preparing for. But it also serves as a reminder to prepare ourselves for what's to come, to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. "But Father, Christ already came 2,000 years ago." Well, of course he did. Duh. But he comes again day after day here on this altar, in your parish. He comes again day after day on all the altars around the world, in every Catholic church around the world. He comes again day after day, every time one of the ministers of the church administers a sacrament. He comes again and again and again. It's not just a once-and-done type of thing for him. Regardless, the act of preparation is important. So the question remains, how do we prepare for what's to come? How do we prepare for the coming of Christ? How do we prepare for Christmas? Of course, we prepare our homes and our churches. We prepare food, we prepare our tables, we prepare decorations. But more important than all of that preparation is really the preparation of our hearts and our souls. And there's one way in particular that Christ has given to us in order to prepare. That's through the holy sacrament of confession, of reconciliation. Oftentimes, people see the sacrament of confession to be this sort of annoying obligation that the church forces on us. Which it's not. It is an obligation, don't get me wrong. But But it's not this forceful nature behind it. It's an invitation. You know, one of the complaints I get about confession is, Father, why do I have to tell you all my sins? Can't I just talk to Jesus directly? Like, isn't that easier for everyone? Sure, but that's exactly what happens at confession. As Catholics, we believe that the priest acts in the person of Christ in the same way that the priest acts in the person of Christ at Mass, offering again the same sacrifice that Christ offered on the cross. It is Christ acting through the priest who offers the Mass. It is Christ acting through the priest who hears our confession, absolves us of our sins, and forgives us. It is Christ working through the priest who offers us mercy and love. St. Jose Maria Escriva calls it the Sacramenta de Alegría, the sacrament of happiness, because it is in the confessional where the abundance of mercy is found, where God literally comes down into our very lives and washes away all stain of sin. Confession is where we find freedom both mentally and spiritually, where we find the lifting of the weight of the world off our backs. Confession is where we finally come to understand the scripture where Christ says that my yoke is easy and my burden light, because it is in the confessional where he takes our yoke upon himself to alleviate our burden. There is something deeply human about being able to say our faults out loud to another and then hear the words of absolution and know deeply, intimately, that yes, we are truly forgiven. My brothers and sisters, confession is one way in which we can prepare our hearts and souls for the coming of Christ. This Tuesday, especially at 7 p.m., we will have the opportunity to avail ourselves of confession to multiple priests. If you've been waiting for some sign, like the people in the first reading, this is it. This is your sign from God to come to confession and to receive his grace and love and forgiveness. But Father, people say, I've been away for years. You're going to judge me, and so will all the priests. I'm afraid. I don't want to do it. I can tell you from experience that the most happiest confessions that us priests hear is to be able to hear the confession of somebody who's returning to the Father like a prodigal son, who is returning to receive his mercy and love and forgiveness. There is no judgment there. There's only love. So come. Prepare your hearts and souls for receiving Jesus Christ this Christmas. Come and receive his love and mercy.